Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
It is all about being inclusive today with the celebration of the same-sex marriage bill. Let's get to know the people in your community here on the Coffs Coast and someone very special to you, Sam Dawson.
Yeah, she's a marriage celebrant but also an advocate for marriage equality. Has been backing this in hard from the start. Has a great story as well and, you know, a son that she has just really wanted this day to happen for, like, for everyone, but of course for her son as well.
And Sam, you would have had a massive day yesterday celebrating this. How are you feeling this morning?
I've been down to scratchy because I've been up till midnight talking to everybody about it.
No, you sound amazing. And how exciting. You've already got a couple that you've had lined up for a while and now they're saying, let's get this paperwork through. When is the marriage actually going to happen?
Yeah, the great news is I had an email straight from them. They're in Hawaii on a bit of a honeymoon, they said. And they're like, oh my goodness, we just heard the news over here. Is there any way we can do it as soon as possible? And I said, well, hopefully the bill will be through tomorrow, the 9th, because I had an email from our celebrant association and they're hoping that it'll be through by tomorrow.
The Governor General should sign it today. Let's hope it can happen. I think they will. I think it's definitely today.
Oh, my goodness. It is so, so exciting, isn't it? I just wish, because I sort of was at work till about 8 o'clock, and then I came out and I had all these missed calls and messages from my mum and my son and everybody, and it was just so exciting. And so then I was just ringing everyone back and on the phone till midnight, just with pure excitement. There's so many friends I've made out of this whole process as well, like, you know, strangers. And one of them is this lovely granny called Jan. She is so cool, and she always refers to her granddaughter as a rainbow granddaughter. And she I had a message from her saying, isn't this the best day ever, Sam? So I just love that, you know, this is such a passionate and such a meaningful, well, it's really history, isn't it? It's made history.
Yeah.
Such an exciting time. But it's really, really important to people.
It is so important. And now you get to be able to be a part of so much more happiness by being able to legally marry people.
I know. How lucky am I? Yes.
It will be, but, you know, what you were saying there as well, if anyone has a look at the images and the celebrations and they don't feel their heart getting a little warmer, you know, something's wrong. But I think a lot of people are like, this is bringing more people together. Love does that. And if you're not feeling that way, have a look at more of the images and have a look at more of the celebrations, because I'm sure it will turn around. You'd have to agree, Sam.
So true, Joel. You absolutely nailed it then. And I was even looking at the Parliament when they broke into song and I was crying watching that.
Did you like the song, Sam? We've been bagging the song a little bit this morning.
They can't get everything right, these pollies.
Bless. Thank you so much, Sam, and enjoy. And now, no, we do need to remember when you came in, when Joel was away, we said there needs to be an official rainbow party when it actually goes through Parliament. Is that on the cards?
Absolutely. Well, I've been talking to my friend Todd, and I'm like, come on, we've got to get a party going. So I'll let you know, Jules.
Yes.
And Joel,
I need to be invited. In on this. Oh, you're the best, Sam. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much,
Sam.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right, Tools, Tallulah, today's a very special day, R&B Friday, of course, we know that. You get to sit opposite me, but we also get to chat to the Premier of South Australia, because one lucky listener could be going to Adelaide, all thanks to Flight Centre, Coffs Harbour and Taormina.
Joel is a lot more up to scratch with politics, so he's been filling me in on just how high your position is.
This is the whole thing, right? Because we have a competition, Mr. Premier, Adelaide, Auckland, or anywhere. Tools is from New Zealand, Auckland close enough, me being from Adelaide, and we have been trying to pit the two together, but you're the biggest ambassador for South Australia.
Excellent. Cheers.
So is Joel a big deal over there, being known from 2007 Big Brother? Does everyone in South
Australia... Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a big deal. Everyone knows him.
No, not
Do
at all.
Do you feel honoured and privileged to be able to talk to him?
Oh, God. But we didn't we didn't waste your time to get you on to talk about that. First of all, congratulations on the numbers at Adelaide Oval. Massive numbers once again, 150,000. That is something that you've got to be proud of for South Australia.
Yeah, it is. It's really great. And it's not just the fact that the Oval's, you know, it's great for footy, great for cricket, as we now know. but it's sort of what it did for the city. Like the oval was this beautiful old oval, and everyone was scared that if we touched it, we'd make a mess of it.
Sure.
You know, and so there was a lot of people who said, "Oh, don't touch it, don't touch it." So we spent a lot of money doing it up, and it's just been incredible. Like it, and it's more than just being a success. It's told South Australians that we can have a crack at something,
yes,
and do it right. And, so it's been great.
And this is one of the things, Tools, yeah, I was saying, why if they do go to Adelaide, they could go to Adelaide
this
Oval.
Is
this
the
is the
thing.
Competition, Tools.
I feel like now, and it's not only because I've started working with Joel, but for me, being in New South Wales, I've never been over to South Australia, but I'm starting to see more and more and more to do with Adelaide coming through. So,
there's a lot of, like, I mean, in the last few years, we did this thing with small bars. So we introduced this new license where you can have a small bar for 120 people. And we've got about 70 of them sprung up in the CBD.
See? Cool.
And they're really, they're all unique. You know, they're all just people that have come up with these ideas. And it's created a real vibe in the sort of laneways around the city. So that's another thing to have a look at if you come to Adelaide.
I told you, Tools.
Well, I love that because we have spoke to Joel's dad, Giuseppe, and we have spoke to his uncle, and they've said the things they love, but you've really hit home there with maybe someone in our age category that would want to be wanting a little bit more of a buzz in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you think so far, after listening to the Premier, is the biggest ambassador for South Australia? He's done an unbelievable job. You'd have to agree, Tools.
Yeah, well, I think that... what you said just then, you didn't even tell me about that, Joel.
I don't know everything. I'm not down there. He's the Premier. He's putting this into play. You've got to remember that.
Joel needs some tips on how to be a better ambassador for the place, but he does know the knowledge behind it. So we did want to find out of you and Joel today, if you're okay in doing so, who knows the most about Adelaide. We've only got a few questions, if you don't mind answering them.
Of course.
Oh, okay. This is pressure.
All right.
This is pressure right now. Do we need to add in the drone?
Oh, yes.
There we go.
We've got to.
Okay.
Who found Adelaide?
Who was the original founder of Adelaide?
Depends, I suppose, how far back you want to go. You had Matthew Flinders, who sort of went past there, and Nicholas Bodan went past there back a very long time ago.
So if I was to say Colonel Light, I would be wrong.
Well, he sort of mapped it out. So, you know, Colonel Light could be right. Depends how you want to talk about it. William Light, yeah, Colonel William Light.
That is even on us, Tools. What's the what other question? I think that's a tick on both of us.
Is it?
Yes.
Why don't I... I'm trying to Google the answer.
No, Dr. Google.
I just
Google.
Expected it to be a known thing.
What are the other questions?
So the other question, true or false, South Australia was the first state to allow women to vote.
Oh, geez, that's a tough one.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
That is true.
Yeah, second only in the world after New Zealand.
You see?
And the first place in the world to give women the right to stand for Parliament.
Perfect. Okay, I think I've got this last one, though.
Final question.
Mm-hmm.
Name two players for the Adelaide Crows.
Oh, that's easy. Two new players? The ones that were two new additions? That's easy. That's Gibson and that's Bryce Gibson. I made that question up.
Oh, no, you've got me on that. I'm a power man. All I know is Rory Sloane, and he's my favourite.
I like Sloaney too.
Yeah.
So, what is that your team though for footy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Port Adelaide. I live in the same street as the club, Queen Street, Alberton.
That's the only thing we can most probably hold against the Premier, Tools, is that he's a Port Power supporter. You can tell the passion and the vision that he has for South Australia. We understand that you're busy.
Yes,
so
we do. Can I just
say this one thing? You're in Coffs Harbour, aren't you?
Yes.
You know you've got the big banana.
Yeah.
We got the big battery.
Do you have a big battery?
And you know, the thing about that is that I got sort of bagged by Scott Morrison when he was making fun of our big battery. And you know what he compared it with?
What?
The big banana.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He did. He was trying to mock it, and he threw up against me the big battery as a big banana. So we're joined together. We've both got big things, and apparently it's meant to be a bit of a joke in their mind. But anyway,
it's a big gain. It's a tourist attraction.
Of course. So's your big banana.
It is.
We should be proud of it.
What have you got going on at the Big Battery? Because we kind of have a theme park and everything else with the Big Banana.
What's going on with the Big Battery?
Not a lot yet, but it's just sitting there in Jamestown in the middle of a paddock. But I think they're going to have something.
That's great. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We will ask you one more question. So we found out a lot from you on Adelaide. You've represented it well. What is your absolute most favourite thing about the wonderful place you live?
Oh.
It's tough.
Wow. That is so big. I think, you know, every Saturday morning I go to the Adelaide Central Market and I just have a cup of coffee and a little cake and I just sit there and watch the world go by. Adelaide Central Market, one of the great fresh food markets in the world. So that'd have to be up there. It's just one of those things I love doing every Saturday morning.
Wonderful.
If one lucky listener gets to go there, they will be lucky. Mr. Premier Jay Weatherall, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, mate. Thank you and good luck.
So you've got a debacle and an issue. You've just come to me only now. I can't believe it. We could have been talking about this hours ago.
Well, this is good because it's natural and it was just the evolution. And it was yesterday that I was approached because I'm going away for 3 weeks over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I will have my unit, you know, there just sitting there. And a good friend of mine here, D-Mac, Darren, goes, mate, you know, Boxing Day. I've got my dad coming over. He goes, would you mind if maybe him and I stay over for a couple of nights and that's it?
Charging him?
Well, he goes, look, we'll pay. He goes, yeah, we'll pay. I said, mate, don't worry about the money. I said, money's not an issue with me, you know that. But I did. I was like, and I walked away and I was like, it's not the money, but do I really want someone staying in my bed?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Such a personal thing.
It is funny when you think of it like that because...
That's where I went straight away.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things,
yes. Okay?
So I always look at, say, girlfriends and whatever. I'm so cool with that. They're fine. I'll sleep in their bed with them. They can sleep in my bed with me, whatever. You crash in the same bed.
Girls from BHC and people that you've known, though.
Yes, but at the same time, there's been times in our house where we've got the housemate Bluey downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I recall one months ago now, where we had people, we went out, they ended up back at our place, they're spending the night so they can, you know, not have to go and drink drive.
Yeah, which is great.
And we said, oh, I'll just stay in Bluey's bed. But then Adam asked Bluey if that was okay.
Yeah. And what did he say?
Bluey was like, oh, well, what? Don't they want the couch or something, and then we say, oh, you know, just, and he goes, oh, yeah, but as long as they're not doing anything in there. So he was up front, which I respect.
You like that. That was what you were thinking.
Yes. Ended up that one of them passed out in our bed anyway, so we just went down in Bluey's bed. But then it's...
Sweating on your bed, passing out, coughing on your bed, where you lay your head down. Could you imagine?
But I can see where it can be like the issues arising.
Look, I own it. I'm a prim and proper individual, and that's where it comes down to. You know what I mean? You know what I'm like. Sometimes I've even put aftershave on for myself before I go to bed so that I can smell good for me.
Yeah, you don't want it to be a dirty place.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he's a filthy animal. You know, we're not putting it out
there.
He's
got a little bit there.
Oh, wow. But maybe...
He's going to go out boozing with the dad.
And
they're blokey blokes. They got testosterone seeping out of their pores.
On my bed. So this is what we thought, right? Maybe stay on the bed, but have your own pillow.
Bring your own pillow.
Because that I could deal with.
And bring your own sheets.
That would be going an extra... I say I wouldn't mind the sheets, but the pillow for me...
You going to wash it?
Yeah, I'll wash straight away because that's what we do anyway. You have people over, someone sleeps, you know, you look up, whatever, you wash. That's what happens straight away, right? But I think the pillow's the big one for me.
Are you going to tell him to bring some pillows?
Yep, I'm doing it.
What are people's rules around this? Do you share your bed? Do you offer it up? Do you feel cool with it?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable? Would you in this situation say bring your own pillows?
But wait, before we get to the... Oh. You haven't told me, would you do it?
With pillow?
You're backing me up, sister.
Well, I can understand the smell and stuff, but I think because I share a bed with Adam, where I'm used to that sharing, but I think it
kind used to the sharing. You make him go to the couch all the time. And you're telling
snoring.
Me.
Only when he's snoring. All it's right. not about the pillows or the hygiene. But I think it kind of comes down to depending on the person. Some people, you get that, yes, I'm going to share with
sure.
that. Some are like, ooh, it's a little, you know.
What are you saying about that?
I'm not saying it about yeah. DMAC at all, but we are taking your calls on 13, 12, 16. What are you thinking?
I think he needs to harden up a bit, Alan. It's bloody sheets. Just tell him to put new sheets and new pillowcase
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I get it. And this is, I even said you could tell me to harden up, but this is just a personal thing. But what about when you're laying your head down there? This is, how personal does it get? And what about the sweat seeping through?
It's a pillowcase. Oh, come on. It's night time. You've got a fan on. It's a pillowcase. You're not going to be sweating your head off.
Yes, in that room. I will vouch for him here. It is very hot and
yes.
he has no fan.
It's like a sauna in there.
Yeah. But don't you have pillow protectors? I do.
Pillow protectors? No, I don't have a pillow protector.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, you just buy them. They're like, you know, like bed toppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're pillow protectors and you zip it and it covers your pillow. So your pillow's never
going to
get crappy.
Oh, wow.
There we go. See, of course. And that's
how did you find out about these yeah. pillow protectors?
Listen to us.
I work at Big W, Chill.
Oh, yeah.
We've got everything for you.
Listen to the plug. Thank you.
You're the best. I love you.
I love you, Chill.
Thank
you, mate.
For calling. Bye-bye-bye.
Thank you so much. it is 10 minutes to 8. We are talking about Darren.
Yeah.
And we are talking about Darren wanting to use my place over the 3 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
Darren joins us now. G'day, mate. How are you?
Never seen the world brighter.
Yeah. Never seen the world brighter. You will be seeing it brighter in my room if you stay there.
Have you been listening this morning, D-Mac?
No, I've been doing domesticated duties.
Ooh, well, that's a good thing.
In preparation for the weekend, Christmas party tonight. So, yeah, lots on.
Okay, well, look, the issue that Joel's brought to the table this morning is he's not real comfortable about you using his pillows, and he was going to maybe ask you to bring your own pillows or pay for a pillow protector.
Well, we can arrange that, but I'm not real comfortable with the accommodation industry across the Coast increasing their prices by 753% after Christmas. So, hence why I've reached out to Joel, because I know he's cheap and $20 is $20 a Joel.
Listen, you can stay at my place, Darren, but I do want you to bring your own pillows. Is that a deal?
Mate, I can bring my own pillows, okay. Mate. Pillow biting going on, no worries.
But I was thinking from the get-go, was that your intentions? Because we've only heard Joel's side today. Sure. How do you feel about sleeping in Joel's bed, D-Mac? Do you have any?
Well, it wasn't actually for me. It was for my old man. I thought my old man staying there would be a safer bet because, as Joel knows, it's a bit of a Casanova myself. So that's the thing.
God.
If that's the thing that Joel was worried about, then it's probably a safer bet for his pillowcases.
This isn't
Dad stays there.
This isn't a platform for you to bloody hook yourself up, mate.
What about, so your old man, what's his story? Is he single? Is he going to be out on the prowl?
He's single. He's ready to mingle. So anything over 35 across the Coast.
Oh, wow. My bed is actually off limits. Darren, thank you for the call.
Thanks, D-Mac.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.